Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, welcoming our guests to the show, Home-Based Business 101. You're listening to Baba Jahi with the We Work From Home Morning Show. Well, you know, hey, it's Sunday morning, and you know what we do on Sunday morning. On Sunday mornings, we share information from Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking. Norman Vincent Peale, that's a great book that Norman Vincent Peale wrote. It's a book on practical Christianity, you know, how to really be practical in your faith. And we're going to do is we're going to go through chapter 5 this morning called How to Create Your Own Happiness. How to Create Your Own Happiness. Yes, we'll be reading from Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking. If you'd like to get a copy of this book, hey, all you got to do is sign up for one of our free complimentary coaching sessions, and you do that by giving us a call at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Well, let me go ahead and start diving into this chapter here, Chapter 5 of The Power of Positive Thinking, How to Create Your Own Happiness. Who decides whether you should be happy or unhappy? Answer: you do. A television celebrity had a guest on his program, an aged man, and he was a very rare old man indeed. His remarks were entirely unpremeditated and, of course, absolutely unrehearsed. They simply bubbled up out of a personality that was radiant and happy. And whenever he said something, it was so naive, so apt, that the audience roared with laughter. They loved him. The celebrity was impressed and enjoyed it with the others. Finally, he asked the old man why he was so happy. "You must have a wonderful secret of happiness," he suggested. "No," replied the old man, "I haven't any great secret. It's just as plain as the nose on your face. When I get up in the morning, it's plain. I have two choices, either to be happy or to be unhappy. And what do you think I do? I just choose to be happy, and that's all there is to it." Now, see, again, you know, it's a lesson to be learning here. He says, when you wake up in the morning, he has two choices. And that choice is to be happy or unhappy. When you wake up in the morning, what choice do you make? I hope you make the one of being happy. Okay, going back to the book. That may seem an oversimplification, and it may appear that the old man was superficial. But I recall that Abraham Lincoln, whom nobody could accuse of being superficial, said that people were just about as happy as they made up their minds to be. You can be unhappy if you want to be. It is the easiest thing in the world to accomplish. Just choose unhappiness. Go around telling yourself that things aren't going well, that nothing is satisfactory, and you can be quite sure of being unhappy. But say to yourself, things are going nicely, life is good, I choose happiness, and you can be quite certain of having your choice. Children are more expert in happiness than adults. The adult who can carry the spirit of a child into middle and old age is a genius, for he will preserve the true happy spirit with which God endowed the young. The subtlety of Jesus Christ is remarkable, for he tells us that the way to live in this world is to have a childlike heart and mind. In other words, never get old or dull and jaded in spirit. Don't become super sophisticated. Very, very important. He says, you know, hey, Jesus said, have a childlike heart and mind. A childlike heart and mind. Be happy. You know, was that record that came out a long time ago? Well, not a long time ago, but you know the record I'm talking about. Hey, don't worry. Just be happy. See, and the only reason we're going through this morning is because it seems very simple, but it's as you get older and you break away from having that childlike heart and mind, you become tainted. And this world will have you worry yourself to death if you let it. It will have you worry yourself to death if you let it. All right, let me get back into the book. By Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And we're going through Chapter 5 this morning, Who Makes You Happy? He goes on to say, my little daughter Elizabeth, age 9, has the answer to happiness. One day I asked her, are you happy, honey? Sure, I'm happy, she replied. Are you always happy? I asked, sure, she answered, I'm always happy. What makes you happy? I asked her. Why, I don't know, she said, I'm just happy. It must be something that makes you happy, I urged. Well, she said, I tell you what it is. My playmates, they make me happy. I like them. My school makes me happy. I like to go to school. I didn't say anything, but she never got that from me. I like my teachers, and I like to go to church. I like Sunday school, and I like my Sunday school teacher. I love my sister, Margaret, and my brother, John. I love my mother and father. They take care of me when I'm sick, and they love me and are good to me. That is Elizabeth's formula for happiness, and it seems to me that's all there, her playmates, that's her associates, her school, the place where she works, her church and Sunday school, where she worships, her sister, brother, mother, and father, that means her home circle where love is found. There you have happiness in a nutshell, and the happiness time of your life is in relation to those factors. A group of boys and girls were asked to list the things that made them happiest. The answers were rather touching. Here's the boys' list. A swallow flying, looking into deep, clear water, water being cut at the bow of a boat, a fast train rushing, a builder's crane lifting something high, and my dog's eyes. Here's what the girls said made them happy. Street lights on the river, red roofs in the trees, smoke rising from a chimney, red velvet, the moon in the clouds. There's something in the beautiful essence of the universe that is expressed through only half articulated by these things. To become a happy person, have a clean soul, eyes that see romance in the commonplace, a child's heart, a spiritual simplicity. Many of us manufacture our own unhappiness. Of course, not all unhappiness is self-created. But social conditions are responsible for not a few of our woes. It is a fact, to a large extent, by our thoughts and attitudes we distill out of the ingredients of life, either happiness or unhappiness for ourselves. 4 people out of 5 are not so happy as they can be, declares an eminent authority, and he adds, unhappiness is the most common state of mind. Whether human happiness strikes as low a level as this, I would hesitate to say, but I do find more people living unhappy lives than I would care to compute. Since the fundamental desire of every human being is for the state of existence called happiness, something should be done about it. Happiness is achievable, and the process of attaining it is not complicated. Anyone who desires it, who wills it, and learns and applies the right formula may become a happy person. In a railroad dining car, I sit across from my husband and wife, strangers to me. The lady was expensively dressed, as the furs and diamonds and custom which she wore indicated. But she was having the most unpleasant time with herself. Rather loudly, she proclaimed that the car was dingy, drafty, the service poor, the food no good, and she complained and fretted about everything. Her husband, on the contrary, was genial. An easygoing man obviously had the capacity to take things as they came. I thought he seemed a bit embarrassed by his wife's critical attitude and somewhat disappointed, too, as he was taking her on a trip for pleasure. Changed the conversation, he asked, what business was I in? And then said, to change the conversation, he asked what business I was in. And then said that he was a lawyer. Then he made a big mistake with a grin he had. My wife is in the manufacturing business. That was surprising, for she did not seem to be an industrial or executive type. So I asked, what does she manufacture? Unhappiness, he replied. She manufactures her own unhappiness. Despite the icy coldness that settled upon the table following this ill-advised observation, I was grateful for his remark, would describe exactly what so many people do. They manufacture their own unhappiness. And this is deep right here as he's talking about, just the situation with this couple. How much unhappiness do you manufacture in your life? Do you look for people to have a pity party with? Can you call people to discuss happy things or things that make you sad? We manufacture our own unhappiness. Very, very important to understand that. Okay. Moving on, he said, it is a pity, too, for there are so many problems created by life itself that dilute our happiness, that is indeed most foolish to distill further unhappiness within your own mind. How foolish to manufacture personal unhappiness to add to all of the other difficulties over which you have little or no control. Rather than emphasize the manner in which people manufacture their own unhappiness, let us proceed to the formula for putting an end to this misery-producing process. Suffice it to say that we manufacture our own unhappiness by thinking unhappy thoughts, by the attitudes which we habitually take, such as the negative feeling that everything is going to turn out badly, or that other people are getting what they do not deserve and we are failing to get what we do deserve. See, looking at what other people are getting and saying they're getting what they need and I'm not getting what I need, I'm unhappy. There's deep stuff here, talking about The Power of Positive Thinking, Chapter 5, What Makes You Happy, by Norman Vincent Peale. He says a very simple formula: you make yourself happy, or you can make yourself unhappy. He says, our unhappiness is further distilled by saturating the consciousness with feelings of resentment, ill will, and hate. The unhappiness-producing process always makes more important use of the ingredients of fear and worry. Each of these matters is dealt with elsewhere in this book. We merely want to make the point at the present time and stress it forcefully that a large portion of unhappiness of the average individual is self-manufactured. How, then, may we proceed to produce not unhappiness, but happiness? An incident from one of my railroad journeys may suggest an answer. One morning in the old-style Pullman car, approximately half a dozen of us were shaving in the men's lounge. As always, in such close and crowded quarters, the night on the train, this group of strangers was not supposed to be gay. There was little conversation, and that little was mostly mumbled. Then a man came in wearing on his face a broad smile. He greeted all of us with a cheery good morning, but received rather unenthusiastic grunts in return. He went about his shaving, he was humming, probably quite unconscious, a gay little tune. It got a pin on the nerves of some of the men. Finally, one said rather sarcastically, "You certainly seem to be happy this morning. Why all the cheer?" "Yes," the man answered. "As a matter of fact, I am happy. I do feel cheerful." And he added, "I make it a habit to be happy." That is all that was said, but I'm sure that each man in the lounge left the train those interesting words in his mind: "I make it a habit to be happy." The statement is really a very profound, for our happiness or unhappiness depends to an important degree upon the habit of mind we cultivate. The collection of wise sayings, the book of Proverbs, tells us that he that is of merry heart have a continual feast, Proverbs 15:50. In other words, cultivate the merry heart, that is, develop the happiness habit, and life will become a continual feast, which is to say you can enjoy life every day. Out of the happiness habit comes a happy life, and because we can cultivate a habit, we therefore have the power to create our own happiness. The happiness habit is developed by simply practicing happy thinking. Make a mental list of happy thoughts and pass them through your mind several times every day. If an unhappiness thought should enter your mind, immediately stop, consciously eject it, and substitute a happiness thought. Every morning before rising, relax in bed, and deliberately drop happy thoughts into your conscious mind. Let a series of pictures pass across your mind of each happy experience you expect to have during the day. Savor that joy. Such thoughts will help cause the events to turn out that way. Do not affirm that things will not go well that day by merely saying that you can actually help to make it so. You will draw to yourself every factor, large or small, that will contribute to unhappy conditions. As a result, you will find yourself asking, why does everything go badly for me? What is the matter with everything? The reason can be directly traced to the manner in which you begin the day of your thoughts. Tomorrow, try this plane instead. When you arrive, say out loud three times this one sentence. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. Or personalize it and say, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Repeat it strong, clear voice, and with positive tone and emphasis. This statement, of course, is from the Bible and is a good cure for unhappiness. If you repeat that one sentence three times before breakfast and meditate on the meaning of the words, you will change the character of the day by starting off with a happiness psychology. I'll repeat that again. This is a day which the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. While dressing or shaving or getting breakfast, say aloud a few such remarks as the following. I believe this is going to be a wonderful day. I believe I can successfully handle all problems that will arise today. I feel good physically, mentally, emotionally, and it is wonderful to be alive. I'm grateful for all that I have, for all that I now have, and for all that I shall have. Things aren't going to fall apart. God is here, and he is with me, and he will see me through. I thank you, God, for every good thing. I'll repeat that. So when you wake up in the morning, you want to say the following. I believe this is going to be a wonderful day. I believe I can successfully handle all the problems that will arise today. I feel good physically, mentally, emotionally. It is wonderful to be alive. I'm grateful for all that I have had, all that I now have, and for all that I shall have. Things aren't going to fall apart. God is here, and he is with me, and he will see me through. I thank God for every good thing. And, hey, we're reading from Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking, this Sunday morning. And, you know, hey, this is Chapter 5, What Makes You Happy. And, hey, I hope you're getting a lot out of this. And, you know, we're going to get ready to start to make a shift here and wind down today's program. And we're going to do that by putting on a theme song called It's My Time, and then we're going to close out with Mark Yonell, You're Born to Be Great. So let's go ahead and hit it. My time to let the world know that who I am. My time to claim my destiny. That's right. It's your time to claim your destiny. This is Bob Jai here on the We Work From Home morning show here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. And hey, give us a call, 252-406-0774. Sign up for one of those free coaching sessions and learn how to turn every day into a happy day and make it your time. Because your time is valuable. It is a precious gift, the gift of life that God has given you. Do something positive with your life. Yes, do something positive with your life. Hey, and when you sign up for a free coaching session, you can get a copy of The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale and learn how to be positive, and think positive, and be positive, and do positive, and achieve positive, because that's what life is about. Hey, we're going to close out the show with You Were Born to Be Great by Mark Yarnell. And this is a powerful piece here because he basically puts out the premise that if something's already been done, it can be done again. And so, hey, You Were Born to Be Great by Mark Yarnell.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. Even, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament. I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks. You can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done, so they can do it too. And all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if they had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can't do. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline and through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
All right. You've gotten your permission ticket. You've gotten your permission ticket. You've been given permission this morning. You've been given permission. You need a plan to make it happen? Give us a call, 252-406-0774. 252-406-0774. We're out here to help you. We're out here to make it happen. So it's on you. Ball's in your court. Hey, pick it up and dribble on down here and make a layup. All right, hey, you've been listening to Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home morning show here this Sunday morning, and we really hope that you got a lot out of the information that we shared with you this morning. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And you know the number, 252-406-0774. Sign up for one of those free coaching sessions and get a copy of The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Until next time, God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful, fabulous day. Love you. Peace out.